through 10 in the King James language. And tell me if I'm, there we go. Okay. Just hear this here. And then I'm going to just calm it down. But the manifestation of the Spirit, notice the capital S, that's the Holy Spirit. The manifestation, does everybody know what that word means? Does anybody know what that word means? What does it mean? To show, to come forth, to display, okay? The displaying of the Holy Spirit is given to every person, every born-again person. I don't hear that even taught enough. It's for everybody. The Spirit of God, the nine spiritual gifts are for every person. And look at the second part of that verse. To profit with all. Okay. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to every born-again believer to help every other born-again believer. In a church service, in a one-on-one meeting, I met a girl last Friday. Was that Friday, Phyllis? And I was over at 22 Food Store. I was just filling up my rig, and this girl was in her car, and she had her phone, and she, like this, and she had her window open. She said, "I don't want to be in a spirit. I don't want to be in a relationship right now. I don't want to be in a relationship right now. No, I don't want to be in a relationship right now." And that just got a hold of me somehow. Well, she got off the phone. She came out. She was just going to fill her air, or tire up with air. And I said to her, I said, "Ma'am, excuse me, but that was so good." You know what? The Spirit of God was the manifestation. I'm going to try to show you this, of the Holy Spirit. I said, "That is great." I said, "I don't know what that was all about, but I felt in my heart that that's what you had to should say to that person." And she said, and then she just kind of opened up. She cheered up. She was just a little old gal. Her name was, what was her name? Nicole?
Nicole, yeah.
And how old was she? She just moved here from Jonesboro, and she's taking care of Phyllis right now. And she began to tell me, "I was with this fellow for 9 years. Preacher, I told her, as a preacher." She said, "I could never do anything right. And I started an LPN degree, and I'd work 12-hour shifts." She said, "One day I came home early, and she was in the house with somebody else. She was in the house with another man. He was in the house with another woman. And she said, so I just left there. I just left him. And she said, Angelo, he has stabbed me and did all manner of cruel things." Here's a little girl. How old are you? Less than 30. How old was she? 25? No, she was just very young. And I heard that. And I thought, man. You know, almost, I swear to you, almost every day of my life, my lead-in is I ask people, can I pray with you? 90% of the people say yes. Now, I ask, huh? Pray. Her t-shirt said pray. And if you want to know something, if you can just get to the point where you can do this, how many, you know, I'm a soul winner, if I'm anything, and it's God on me. It's not me being cool. It's just God on me. How many of you want to be a soul winner? You want to win souls to Jesus, okay? I'll tell you, if you do, there's a good chance you're going to use the gifts of the Holy Spirit to help you do that. So I just, that was over. I understood that. And I think I prayed with her right there. I said, "God help this." She said, "Yeah, I'm just here from Jonesboro." And I said, "Hey, are you hungry?" I said, "Where are you staying?" She said, "Well, I moved in with my sister." And I said, "Our church has a big food giveaway program. Could y'all use some food? And she said, yes. And I said, well, follow me. And I just brought her here to the church. And Sherry was here. And I just gave her to Sherry. Did you give her some food? Yeah. And but you know what I've learned, though? Man, so far the biggest thing that's ever happened there was I let God use me. I let him use me thousands of times. I'm going to ask you to do something. I believe on acting on the word. Is everybody cool enough in here? Is anybody too cold or too hot? Could you make it here for 30 more minutes? I have, since as soon as I got saved, I started winning souls for the Lord. And because I wasn't afraid of my lead-in, I could tell you about some that said, no, I'm fine. You know, you got to be careful about saying they can't take any prayer. They can't use any prayer. And you know what? I'm not going to pray for anybody that doesn't want prayer. But can you think with me? Especially after the last 5 years. Is there any day when you the knowledge, and we'll be getting into those gifts. I knew that she was right now. Nobody deserves to be treated that way. But I learned to just and if you want to see this Bible after church, this is the full We just want the pure word. And what I found about the pure word, if you just get the pure word, in the Bible. We're just going to look at the Bible, and I'm telling you, it'll be good enough for you. Anybody that hears these sayings of mine, these are the words of Jesus, hears these sayings of mine. Forever, if you're with God. If you're with the Lord, there will be an end of that. Jesus, the Word of God. So, that's what we're going to go to. By the same Spirit. Verse 9, to another, faith. It's the gift of faith, not regular faith, by the same Spirit. To another, gifts, plural, of healing. There's so many ways to be healed by the same Spirit. Verse 10, to another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, the discerning of spirits. And to another, diverse kinds of tongues, and to another, the interpretation of tongues. I would be afraid to change the order of that myself and write it down and try to teach. I'm not comfortable with that. I don't believe any man should be that comfortable with the Word of God that you feel like you could just change it around the way you want it to be. But anyhow, that's what we're learning about. And let's just go on for a few more minutes. And I'm going to read out of this study Bible. It's because it's really good. The manifestations of the Holy Spirit are given according to the Holy Spirit's will. We don't work the gifts. The gifts work us. I want to make that clear. You can't just pop something out because you want to. The gifts work us. According to the Spirit's will, when need arises and according to the believer's eager desire, okay? And there's Bible verses for all of this. Some gifts may be manifested through an individual on a regular basis, and a believer may have more than one gift to minister to particular needs. The believer ought to desire spiritual gifts, not just one. And that's at 1 Corinthians 12:31 and 14, 1 Corinthians 14:1. Not just one, it says desire the gifts, plural. I have had, I think at one time or another, all of the gifts work in me. I was talking about the church with somebody today, and he said, well, you're an apostle. And I would have to say that I am. I came here, and God brought me here. And God used me to birth something that wasn't here. See, only God can do that, but he needs certain kind of people. We'll probably get into that. Okay. Number two, some gifts may be manifested through an individual on a regular basis. I know people, we used to have people that would give a message in tongues in here, and I would interpret. I've always been able to interpret, which is the one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And a believer may have more than one gift to minister to particular needs. the believer ought to desire these gifts, not just one gift, but desire the gifts. And when you pray about the gifts in your life, the nine spiritual gifts, you want to say, Father, just give me what you have for me. I pray that every morning, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit because I trust you. And Father, as Jesus said in the Garden of Gethsemane, nevertheless, not my will, Father, but your will be done. However I can serve you. You know, nobody knows you as good as God, not even Mom. Nobody knows you as good as God. Now, point number three, it is unscriptural and unwise to assume that because someone exercises a spiritual gift, exercises a spectacular gift, that person is more spiritual than one that exercises a less spectacular gift. I agree with that. It doesn't have anything to do as much with us as him. If we can yield ourselves to God and say, have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. I am the thou art the potter, and I am the clay. Mold me and make me after your will. While I am waiting, yielded and still. That's what God needs, is people that can be yielded and still to have communion, to have conversations and fellowship with God at times. If you're always on the run and you never have time for God, you can be sure that comes from Satan. That's Satan not wanting you to get to know the Lord. Spiritual gifts must not be confused with the fruit of the Spirit. That's the first thing we talked about in this here, in the book of Galatians, the nine spiritual fruit, which relates more directly to Christian character and sanctification. The Spirit's manifestation through the gifts may be counterfeited by Satan or false workers disguising themselves as servants of Christ. The believer must not believe every spiritual manifestation, but ought to test the spirits, that's in 1 John chapter 4, to see whether or not they're from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Okay. That's where we're at right now. Now we're going to get into the gifts, and I am not going to teach these gifts in a confusing, complicated way, because that's not what God wants for us. You know, sometimes I'm ministering to somebody or in a ministry situation, and there's two, three, four of the gifts moving. I don't worry about it. A lot of times, for instance, Kayla, you've heard us tell this. I move in the Spirit, and one night, I believe it was at night, she wanted prayer. She couldn't have babies. She didn't feel, there was a problem there. Now, I took an anointing cloth, and I drew three little babies on that anointing cloth. Kayla had three babies. She didn't have two, and so far she hasn't had four. That won't happen, will it? So she's got three. Just seeing her at church, I think that's enough for Kayla with the three that she has, okay? But she had to show me a picture of that anointing cloth on Facebook. And she said, look what the Lord has done. Look, do you remember this? And I didn't even remember. Why? Because that's just so much a part of my life. I do it so often, I can't remember it all. And that's not the point, to remember something. And I only started to remember it, when she showed it to me, and then I had her send me a picture so I can remember. The gifts are important. And I began to use the gifts before I was called to the ministry, okay? And God uses me in the gifts because I believe. I'm a believer. That's the only reason. I'm not good enough. Many times I'm not sure if I'm good as a lot of you. I'm not. I'm just a person. And I make terrible, terrible mistakes sometimes. But you know, I have to go to the same place when I do that you do. I go to God's forgiveness. Always remember, forgiveness is such an integral part. Learning how to receive forgiveness from God. I have met a multitude of people that cannot forgive themselves. They cannot forgive themselves. And God already has. And that becomes a mess. And you just have to be, and learning how to receive forgiveness, then you need to learn how to give forgiveness to others. And that's also not easy either. Mark 11:25, the Bible says, and when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against anybody, so that your heavenly Father can forgive you. And if you won't forgive, God will not forgive you. Now, what does that mean? That means your prayer life will be hindered. Remember what Jesus said in front of the Pharisees? They didn't like it. He said, rise and be healed. Your sins are forgiven. And they said, who is this that thinks it forgives sins? Well, what's easier to say? You're healed or your sins are forgiven? See, sometimes we're in something because we're suffering something because we've sinned, but not all the time. See, it's a little bit more complicated than that. And we need to realize that, know that. When you get in a situation, I always ask, when something great happens to me, boy, yesterday when that guy gave me that $400, I said, God, what? He said, well, Angelo, you remember your wallet on that altar? He said, so do I. I remember that. I made that come out the way I wanted to. And if you put your wallet purse on that altar, you can be sure God loves you and money is going to come your way. I just believe it for every person. How many of you put a wallet or purse up there? Let me see your hands. Every one of you that put your hand up there, money is going to come to you. Money that you didn't expect. That was what we put on that. Money that we did not expect. Now, let me say this here. We're about to go into the 9 spiritual gifts, and I am going to explain them in a way to you, first of all, that I understand them and that you will be able to understand, and I'll be honest with you, I don't know it all. I do not. This is a vast subject. I'm more interested in moving in the Spirit than being able to pinpoint every little thing. I don't try to do that when I get in the Spirit. I just want to move in the Spirit. Somebody else can figure that out later, what gifts we use or whatever. Okay? Now, we're about to close for tonight and examine our hearts and take communion. Does anybody have a question or comment about what I just said? Anything? Do you have another? You got anything to say? As the Word says, you're going to see when we study these gifts, we're going to study them gift number 1, gift number 2, gift number 3. Do you think some gifts are more important than others? Yes, I think they are. I think the level of yieldedness to the Lord, tongues, man, I'll tell you, I started praying in tongues. You know, I've never gave a message of tongues in the church. I've interpreted many times. I've never given a message, but I pray in tongues all the time. Y'all have heard me. There's two different things. One of them is the gift of tongues. The other is tongues when you receive the Holy Ghost. But anyhow, if we could have just a little bit of music, and if you would come to the altar or make an altar where you are, we're going to take communion, and I'm going to have you out of here on time. God bless each and every one of you that's come tonight. Mm-hmm.